The following program is intended for a blind and print-impaired community. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138 and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hi, and thank you for listening to Tech Tips. I'm Chris Skidmore, and before we get into our interview with the folks from Quintex today, we are going to be talking real quickly about some new phone numbers that you might not be aware of for the Division of Services for the Blind. This comes directly from the press release that they put out earlier in January. Due to computer and telephone upgrades, the Division of Services for the Blind, Raleigh District, as well as DSB headquarters, now have new telephone numbers. To reach the headquarters located in the Fisher Building located on the Governor Moorhead School campus, please call 919-527-6700. If you are attempting to reach the staff at the Raleigh District Office located in the Cole Building on the GMS campus, that telephone number is 919-527-6740. If you are looking to speak with one of our staff members in the Aids and Appliances store located in the Haywood Building on the GMS campus, that telephone number is 919-527-6770. So the main number to get you to DSB is now 919-527-6700, and from there you can get to pretty much anybody else located within Division of Services for the Blind for the state of North Carolina. Now, moving on, we have a couple of guests in here with us this month for Tech Tips. Quintex Low Vision, first of all, I want to thank you for taking some time to come in and talk with us today. We are speaking with Frank and Edna Beard.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
Hi, Chris. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. You guys are here because Quintex Low Vision is opening up a store in Raleigh. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes. RLCB, which is formerly Raleigh Lions Club for the Blind, is located at 2701 Noblin Road here in Raleigh. And inside the store, they have a thrift store. And we are inside the back. We have offices set up in behind the thrift store. And the thrift store is called Sightly Worn Thrift Shop. So it's kind of a unique name. And we had the opportunity, we're invited to be a part of the location there.
Awesome. So for folks who may not know what Quintex Low Vision is, what do you guys do?
Well, for over 28 years, I've been working with people that are visually impaired. I do some blindness products, but primarily I work with the people that when the doctors say, I can't fit you for corrective lenses, handheld magnifiers don't work. We have devices, electronic magnifying devices. We have closed-circuit TVs. We have speech products, things that will take a picture of printed material and read it back. So all of these products can be helpful to certain individuals. There's no guarantee that they will work for everybody, but this is primarily what I've done for over 28 years.
How did you get started in it?
Kind of a fluke. I have a friend I used to help many years ago in selling educational material, and he approached me one day about this new product. He said it's not anything to do with education, more so it's with people that have vision loss. And so I helped him for a few years, and then eventually he turned the company over to me, and here I am.
Awesome. So what are some of the, can you give me some examples of the companies and products that you represent?
We have several companies. Our primary companies are Freedom Scientific and Optilec, which is now a part of VFO. They're a holding company that purchased both companies. They also have ZoomTex, but they that particular company specializes in products that will OCR products, optical character recognition, cameras that take a picture of print and read it back to you.
You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and today we are talking with Frank and Edna Beard of Quintex Low Vision, and we're talking about you opening up a new store here in Raleigh. And I know that by going to your website, you have you started out in Asheville, and then you have another store in Lumberton. Is that correct?
We have an office in Lumberton.
Okay.
We have an office in Asheville. We have a store in Southern Pines. And now we're going to have a store here in Raleigh.
What prompted you to want to open a store in Raleigh and get involved with RLCB?
Well, I felt like there was a need in this area. I get so many questions from individuals. They would ask, do you have a location that I can go see these products? Well, in our offices, we typically have products, but we typically don't have showrooms. And when that question is asked, I ask them, how far are you willing to travel to see these products? Some people might drive 500 miles. Somebody wouldn't drive 10 miles. But if you make it available, I think people will come.
I know that.
I might interject there,
oh,
too.
Go ahead.
RLCB were very gracious about offering some space to us as well. And we're very grateful to be working with them. They offer not only will we have the store there, but they offer an array of services too, as many of you may know. But they offer training, like on iPad trainings and iPhone trainings. They do computer training, and they also have outreach and support groups. So we feel very fortunate that Steve Murphy there, who is the director of rehab, and Janet Griffey, who is the director there, have offered that we, have this store there. So we're very fortunate that they have offered their services as well.
Yeah, that was really awesome for them to do that, and it was. I got a little bit excited when I heard about it too. So let's talk a little bit about the store itself. How is that going to work? What are there going to be normal hours? If somebody wants to come in and look for something, what's kind of going to be the procedure?
Well, we're going to start out pretty much by appointment only.
Okay.
Hope to be up and running full time in March. With having appointment only, that gives us a chance to find out where the market is. We're also in the process of hiring an intern, someone to run the office as well. And until we find out what their schedule and what our scheduling will be, hopefully we'll be up and running. And so that people could come by, drop by. That would be the goal. Ultimate goal is to have someone to just walk in off the street and say, hey, I'd like to see these products.
Yeah, we're hoping to have be up in 3 to 4 days a week, with normal business hours. But at this point, we just, as Frank said, would be by appointment only. And, they can go to our website and click on and and email us, or we have an 800 number they can actually call.
Okay, and for those of you who may be interested in contacting Quintex Low Vision, we will be giving out all the contact information later on in the interview towards the end. I was reading on your website where you go out into the community by visiting health fairs, assisted living centers, and so on. How else do you get out into the community?
Basically, just that. I mean, we speak at support group meetings. We, go into retirement centers and that sort of thing. We are at conferences. There's several conferences throughout North Carolina, and we actually cover into South Carolina as well. But there's the AER conference, which is for educators. There's also an assistive technology conference that has teamed up with the Voc Rehab that we attend that conference every year. That's generally in the fall, and the AER is usually in the spring. We do all kinds of meetings. If anyone asks us to speak, we do many centers throughout the state with the Division of Services for the Blind. So we're trying to get the word out there. A lot of times doctors tell patients that, there's not really anything else we can do for you. And as Frank mentioned earlier, this equipment is not for everyone. But what we do is go into homes and do evaluations just to see if something will work. There's no obligation to purchase. All of this is totally free, and we just work with the person to see what works for them.
Incredible. You are listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and today we are talking with Frank and Edna Beard of Quintex Low Vision. And, before the interview, I went to the website, and it's a fabulous website, and I was doing a little bit of looking around, and judging by what I saw on the website, you offer a lot of products for different types of situations. What are some of the most requested products that y'all get?
In the evolution of low vision products, many years ago, you had two products, a black and white version of a CCTV at 12-inch or a black and white 19-inch. But through technology, and you can think cameras, the detailed cameras that have come out, high-definition cameras, we do a lot of portable devices. The trend is a lot of folks want to have something they can carry around when they're shopping, when they go to a restaurant. They want something they can hold in their hand and read menus, read labels on tags, read prescription bottles. And we find a lot of these are trending. That still doesn't supplant the desktop CCTV, which we consider as the workhorse. That's the device that sits on your desk, takes a picture, and throws it up on a 20 to a 24-inch screen.
Those things are awesome. I've used one on a couple of occasions, and like you were saying, I found myself when I was looking for a CCTV going for the more portable type products. I use a little computer. It's the Beyerle computer mouse, and it's about the size, and it's called that because it's about the size of a computer mouse. It's a color CCTV that just plugs into the USB port on any computer that has the software installed for it. So between that and my laptop, I'm pretty much set anywhere I go. So when a customer decides that they want to get a hold or see a demonstration of the product, you guys, and we kind of touched on this earlier, you do kind of go out and see them. And why do you go out to see them instead of having them come see you in the store?
Typically, they're not able to go. They're not as mobile. That might be distance. It might be infirmities they have. But for all these years, I feel like that I need to go see them and take my wares. But with stores, that's going to offer the opportunity of having them to come see us if they are able to do so. But I still today do quite a bit of, I guess you'd call it outreach, where I go out and see Mr. and Mrs. Jones who has macular degeneration. They could have Stargardt's, diabetic retinopathy. Doesn't matter what the low vision problem is. It's a matter of assessing them, and I do free assessments of their vision to see what works best for them.
Okay. My last question for you guys, I told you this would be a little short and sweet. If someone is interested in getting in contact with you guys or with the store, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you? I know we touched on email and phone, so now's the time that we get to tell them how to get in touch with you.
Okay. The best way, we have an 800 number, so it covers the whole, anywhere in the world, actually. It's 800-346-7974. Or they can go to our website, which is www.quintexlowvision.com, and that's quintexlowvision.com. Or they can email me at edna@quintexlowvision.com. So these are all the ways they can certainly reach us.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If somebody wants an immediate response, I will throw my cell phone number out. That's area code 828-275-0510. I'm on the road all the time, so I'm not in front of a computer, and my wife handles all of the emails and all of the calls that go to our office number. But if someone needs to reach me, they're certainly welcome to call my cell phone.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for taking some time to come in and talk with us today.
Well, thank you, Chris. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, Chris.
Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The Voice Dream Writer is an app made for iOS devices that's going to help you correspond a little bit better in the cyber world. This article comes to us courtesy of the Apple Viz newsletter. Voice Dream Writer helps everyone write better. Text-to-speech proofreading reduces mistakes. Phonetic and meaning search help you use the right words, and an active outline helps you organize and improve the structure of your writing. Professional proofreaders recommend reading out loud is the best way to catch mistakes. Like a personal proofreader, Voice Dream Writer reads your writing using text-to-speech, so you can easily spot awkward sentences, grammatical errors, and typos. Also, it can read words and sentences as you type or voice dictate. This way, you can type faster because you no longer have to look up to check the text you just wrote. With Voice Dream Writer's Word Finder, you can find the right words using phonetic search and meaning search. For example, search for enough, and that's spelled I-N-U-F, phonetically, and you will find enough. And search for Fast African Cat by meaning, and you will find cheetah. Word Finder also shows you the dictionary definition of a word as you type without you having to select anything or open up another program. As you write, Voice Dream Writer automatically creates an outline of headings, paragraphs, and sentences. The outline helps you structure your document better by giving you an always-on overview. You can also quickly navigate to the section in a long document without endless scrolling. Finally, you can drag and drop elements in the outline to organize your writing. No more selecting, cutting, and pasting large blocks of text. Besides these unique features, Voice Dream Writer also comes with everything you would expect from any great writing tool. Comprehensive settings for text appearances, uncluttered writing area, search for text, search for misspelled words, word count, synchronized and backup with the iCloud, import and export for Dropbox, Google Drive, and Box, preview and print with multiple themes, markdown support for formatting, export to Microsoft Word format, and it is compatible with Apple Pages. There is also support for Bluetooth keyboard. The current version is 1.5.0, and it was released on January 10th of this year. Changes in version 1.5 include added rhyme search in Word Finder, improved meaning search results, improved Word Finder usability, cursor location more predictable, there is an added option for toolbar to be always visible, text search and spell checker go to first result after cursor. There is also a load.md markdown files. You can also listen to help documents while using an external keyboard. And finally, you can also show keyboard commands by tapping and holding the command key. And they also made some other minor enhancements and bug fixes. The Voice Dream Writer app costs $9.99, and if you'd like to know more about it, you can visit the Voice Dream Writers page on the Apple App Store. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Here's an interesting little article entitled, Wearable Device Assists Blind and Visually Impaired to Sense Surroundings. It's written by Nelson Ragu, and it comes to us courtesy of CoolBlindTech.com. VTT, Technical Research Center of Finland, has developed a wearable assistive device for the visually impaired, which enables them to sense their environment and move around more safely. The device, which is worn like a heart rate monitor, has been clinically tested. It functions on the basis of a radar system developed by the research center. The wearable sensor device is based on radio waves, enabling the signal to pass through clothing such as under a coat. The radar conveys information to the user in the form of vibrations or voice feedback. It senses most obstacles in the user's surroundings, although difficulties remain in sensing objects such as thin branches and bushes. The radar has already been clinically tested and device trials approved by the National Supervisory Authority for Welfare and Health, in which VTT's partners were Kuopio University Hospital and the Finnish Federation for the Visually Impaired. The test group included a total of 25 visually impaired people, of whom 14 were blind, 7 partially sighted, and 4 were deaf-blind. A total of 92% of the trial users felt the device had helped them to perceive their surroundings. 80% felt that their trust in their ability to move around independently had increased, and 32% would immediately start using the test device in its current configuration. On the other hand, they were not satisfied with the distance control and vibration-based feedback. The research will continue with selected test users, and the device will be further developed. And again, this article was provided to us by CoolBlind Tech via the VTT Technical Research Center of Finland. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Not owning an Apple Watch, I did not know you couldn't do this, but apparently you could not download and play podcasts on it. Now you can. This article is entitled, You Can Finally Download and Play Podcasts on Your Apple Watch. It comes to us from CoolBlindTech.com, and it's written by James Oates. Have you ever wanted to do more with your Apple Watch without having to bring your iPhone along for the ride? Now you can go for a walk or run and listen to your favorite podcast without having to have your iPhone. The app is called Watch Player, and it allows you to transfer podcasts from an iOS device onto your watch. Another cool feature is that you don't need wireless earbuds.
You can use the watch's built-in speakers to play your favorite podcasts from Cool Blind Tech. Here is a description of the app from the developer. This works now synonymously without annoying transmission process through iTunes synchronization. Watch Player transfers podcast episodes to the Apple Watch. These can be heard there without the direct connection with the iPhone. The podcast will be played in the background on the Apple Watch. The workout app can run simultaneously. That's how it works. First, subscribe to the podcast. Then download the episode. Then transfer the episode to the Apple Watch. Please note that this will take time and can vary depending on your connection. The app does not use trackers or other analytical tools. All rights and obligations are the responsibility of the respective podcast authors, and the app represents only the functionality of the transmission to the Apple Watch. And again, the app is called Watch Player. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. We've all heard of the ride-sharing apps Uber and Lyft. Well, here's a new twist. You can now request an Uber ride while in Google Maps. But is it accessible? Let's find out. This article was written by James Oates, and it comes to us courtesy of the website Cool Blind Tech. Google Maps will now allow you to request an Uber ride while in the app, but I was curious about how useful and accessible it is. I will leave the determination of how useful it is to you, but it is accessible in both iOS and Android. Below, I will give step-by-step instructions on how to use this feature on both platforms. Our first set of instructions will be for those of you using an iOS device. While in Google Maps, first you will want to select voice speech, then speak your destination. Next comes select your directions, select ride services, select either UberX or UberXL. This will then open the Uber app, and then you can select request Uber. Now, for those of you using an Android device, again, while in Google Maps, you want to select Tap to Speak, then Speak Your Destination. Select Directions, select Ride Services, select either UberX or UberXL, and then Request Uber. While the feature is fully accessible on both platforms, it is easier to use on Android since you do not have to exit Google Maps to request your Uber ride. My name is Chris Skidmore, and you've been listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Tech Tips is presented in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service and is intended for a blind and print-impaired community. Tech Tips is also available as a podcast by visiting our website at trianglereadingservice.org. If you would like to submit an idea for a future show, please contact me by email or by telephone. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, and the telephone number is 919-832-5138. Tech Tips was produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.